Fresher quote.
800-509-1741.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at Trawl Center Dead Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies today and chilly temperatures, highs only about 36, 37. Tonight, the chance of snow showers moving back in, lows back down to about 29, 28. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, gradually becoming sunny by the afternoon and evening. High temperatures, warmer, around 42. Thursday night, those clear skies and low temperatures back down to about 26. For Friday, more sunshine expected, high temperatures around 48. With partly cloudy skies for Friday night, low temperatures down to just below freezing, down to about 31, and a chance of mixed rain and snow showers arriving for Saturday. Highs around 50.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow, everybody, welcome. We got a great lineup for you today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, Benny, we've got 2 hours coming up here. Fantastic. I'm so thrilled that Matthew Wood decided to come back because we touched the surface a little bit of what his life calling is, his path and his message. And you're going to hear more about that today. You know, because when you think about what herbalism is, and even just herbs, just saying the word herbs, you know, we got going on that, Benny. I think you can remember when we started doing an entire series on this while I was going through my own healing journey, and I didn't talk about my healing journey very much on air as I was going through it. But you could tell by the change in direction of the show 6 months after I started this in 2004 that something changed because my guests changed, the people that were on. I was talking about frequency healing, and we had an entire series, you remember this, right in our own backyard, you know, the urban wellness. And we did a series on what are herbs, how do you use them? Because here I was on a healing journey, and I had these two schools. One was you grow up with conventional medicine, and you go to the doctor, and they do blood work, and there you go with that. That's that over there. But what happened for me, that wasn't working. They didn't get it. They didn't know. They couldn't figure it out. And I kept getting worse to the point where my inflammation levels went so far through the roof, they couldn't measure them anymore. And how did I get from there to really shifting? Long story is really short. The angel lady said, you've got to find somebody that administers T3. Well, I found Dr. Darvish. I didn't have a thyroid problem. But the journey that we went on together, Dr. Darvish, the show, the direction, talking with people from all walks of life on the mental, the spiritual, the physical, the mind, right, the mental mind, but also the emotional body. And off I went to understand. But here's what I want to say as Matthew's going to take the wheel here for a minute. I didn't have to explain to my naturopath why I couldn't get enough of juniper. Why I couldn't get enough of juniper. Now, Dr. Darvish is smart enough to know, great, but your body's either going to handle it or not. And then the journey began. I'm not an herbalist. I don't claim to be. I don't practice herbal medicine, but Matthew does. and that's why it's important to have them here. Because if you go beyond the conversation of herbal medicine, and then you talk with him about the extracellular matrix, you ready? The science. You're going to find out today the underpinnings of what my journey was like to go through it without any knowledge, but I followed directions very, very well. Matthew is joining me here today. He's the author of many books. The book that we're referring to today, for those of you that are just tuned in, you know, is Holistic Medicine, the Extracellular Matrix, the Science of Healing, at the cellular level, because what I learned is, I didn't learn this, but what I left the question with, is it really healing if you are not healing at the cellular level?
Yeah.
It's great to have you. Welcome back.
Great introduction there. Yeah. And you were saying you felt like you were muddling through without direction or understanding, good at following directions. And it sounds like you did have your body knew, like juniper.
Yeah.
So that's really important. Animals have that quality, and we do if we don't abide it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would say the strange thing about the matrix, the whole thing about the matrix, is that I kind of felt without direction until I understood it. It's the basic foundation of physiology, and it's kind of like the whole physiological structure was just floating in the air with no ground, with no substance. And in fact, the substance of the matrix is called the ground substance.
That perfectly describes my journey. But, you know, I was at a point, though, and how many times have you heard this? So let's talk about this, because, you know, this is the point that so many people right now are at. You know, we're not even talking about this right now. But what's happening is you go through and you get a pill, potion, or lotion, and you do due diligence. You're taking it. You're like, but you're not feeling any better, right? You know, maybe you feel a little bit better, or maybe you're getting something that's going to numb you for a little while so you feel better. But at the root of who you are, you're not feeling better. And it's such an important message to help educate people that there's an option.
Yeah.
There's an option that will heal at the cellular level. I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this one.
Yeah.
You have many people you've worked with. You have so many stories.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen this in action.
Yeah.
What's the power? What is the power that we achieve when we heal at the extracellular matrix level?
Well, I would say it's like total healing if you really hit the nail on the head. And part of that is, like, there's kind of two basic ways, or maybe two or three, not including energy medicine. I won't get into that, but food, herbs, et cetera. So food and exercise is, like, number one. You just have to – and exercise moves all that – the fluid in the matrix. And it's interesting, like, that you are attracted to these ideas, because I think juniper is a diuretic, quote-unquote, but it, like, moves the fluids all through the whole body, that whole family, the cypresses and the cedars, because I've been taking – it's just a coincidence. I've been having this, like, waking up with fluid in my head and my ears and then having to sniffle it out for half an hour. And so I just happened to be out in the woods with a friend here nearby. I'm in California right now. And I was chewing on some cypress, which is native in that pygmy forest, they call it. And it's like, wow, the next morning I woke up, whoa, was I cleaned up.
Yeah.
And then I've taken that substance on. So it's funny, it's not a remedy I use a lot. So we have something in common there.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because it wasn't the only thing, and this is what I love about your book and the way you walk us through this, your body knows. And here's the thing I learned, and maybe you can help us out with this. You know, I have a couple of friends that really went down this pathway, similar to me.
Yeah.
But they didn't understand that if your body is not well and you go down this pathway, there are things that are going to get chills off. You know, Dr. Darvish said that's a Hertz reaction. So what I've come to know about it is we're getting rid of the bad stuff, but we've got to move it out. And a lot of people don't follow this through. Now, I got to tell you, for me, this was a life and death situation. This was not, I think it feels uncomfortable. But boy, the body really does change and rejuvenate, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So one thing about the matrix that's so helpful is this in, mix, out. The stuff comes in, mix is really metabolism, it gets used, and then it gets eliminated. And you're right, if you're going to get well, you have to eliminate. It's like Hippocrates, they had their healing fast. All they did really, they didn't know a lot, so they just had a good fast, a week of just eating, you know, just a tabbouleh salad or something. Then they detoxified. If they were constipated, they would give a laxative. It was just that important. So sometimes you sweat, like with a fever, when you break a fever, you sweat. The body always eliminates them. So we do have to pay attention to that to make sure that's going on. And I couldn't help but wonder, in my own case, with that extra fluid, I think, you know, I'd had COVID and stuff, and so I was like, you know, there was just some kind of damage from it, and I had to dry myself out. It was kind of squeeze the sponge.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's actually what I alluded to at the beginning of the show, Matthew. One of the things I alluded to is, we're all excited about not wearing masks in the state of Washington. I mean, there's all that, but we are really not talking about the ripple effect from people that have been hit with this. I mean, for me, I had something similar that was really long term and had decades to really formulate. And, you know, for me, my immune system was able to hold it back, so to speak, until my immune system was not anymore. And then, so the message today for us and for you and for us to tell people out there is that you can do some things now. Just because you had COVID and you don't have it at the moment, it doesn't mean you don't have to repair. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, that's true of many diseases, but COVID is so insidious. And it took me like a year to realize, because I had it right at the start. So I was traveling as a teacher, and I actually wanted to get it. I was like, this sounds interesting. I had to be in 10 airports that month, so I was like, okay, I'll see. But, I mean, it was, you know, 3.5 months of sometimes a little scary, but then exhaustion for the next month afterwards, which I've talked to a lot of people, they have that. And then I felt pretty good, but a year later I began to realize, oh, wait a second, you know, I have more fluids in my head now than I've ever had before. And I'm getting constipated for the first time in my life. And one of my friends said, let me share this on another interview, overshare. But I had to deal with that. That's poor elimination, and that's going to affect you. So that's the out, in, mix, out. Yeah, and I do want to just emphasize that as totally simplest. As you know, you read the book, and finally when we got to just about the final chapter, it was kind of these medical geniuses, kind of weirdos. Marguerite Maury, I may not be pronouncing it right, in France, who rejuvenated aromatherapy, and Corwin Samuel West in Salt Lake City, who they just figured this out even without a name for it yet.
Yeah.
They just knew in, mix, out. And they didn't come up with that name. That was somebody else. But they kind of put it all together. But if you're sick, you cut down on protein. Usually sometimes you've got to feed the fever. But cut down on protein. One of my readers, people keep on giving me great ideas, and you did. You were the first one that kind of like, wow, those are great ideas. Like, I hadn't thought of any of that. And it's like, I thought, because this is so new, like Kissinger and Heine took, you know, this is the matrix, this is the regulatory system. We understand it now. Let's write a technical book about it. Nobody can understand it. I took 6 years slowly, like, you know, how to make this understandable. And then once it's understandable, yeah, then we can start working. But I took it to just that first platform, make it understandable. And I talked to, I don't know, 200 herbalists one time in an interview, and they had like 200 ideas. It was incredible. And talking to you, you had several ideas. Well, one of them was just, oh, this explains why we fast when we're sick and cut down on that protein, because the protein is what's hard on the immune system. It's identity. It's like it's foreign identity, and especially anything you're allergic to. Just don't forget that while you're sick. And that was kind of, you know, the Hippocrates and those guys.
Yeah.
Just so simple. Yeah, so, and this person added, take some nettles. Nettles, and I didn't put that in the book.
Oh.
But what a great idea.
Yeah, nettles, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But get some help when you take nettles. Nettles is the kind of, look it, let me just be really clear. I am a girl from the Bronx, New York. The fact that I'm even having a conversation with you on this shows many decades of progress in this area.
Yeah.
But I'm not really, I love to try things. You know, and nettle was one of the interesting experiences, but I want to get back to something you said that is so important.
Yeah.
If I had a magic wand and about $250 million, well, if I had the wand, then I could have all of the money, right? But if I had access to set up a foundation that would not only educate people on how to repair their system now, right, after 24 months, I would set up a foundation, and I would make practitioners available and treatments and all of the herbs and free for people that wanted to heal. And I said that to somebody the other day, and they said, why would you do that? So let's talk about that a minute.
Well, let's see. Like, first, I would say herbs are almost free.
Don't tell anybody that.
I got
like juniper in my back. I just got it right out here. Like,
oh,
I've got trees here, so you're right.
Well, actually, probably, I'm on the West Coast right now, so what I was taking was very akin to what you're taking, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember now. What? Let's see. So, why would we set up a foundation?
Well, the reason that this was such a really interesting question to me. I mean, people look at me and say, "Really, Pat, you're going to do more? You know, you're expanding the network, blah blah blah." I'm like, I don't even live in your brain. This is not doing more. Like, I'm on my life's path.
Yeah.
Why would we do it? Here's why. Because I almost died.
Yeah.
That's why we would do it.
Yeah.
And literally took every test, right, Matthew, under the sun. And they were so sure I had AIDS, and I was so sure I didn't, right? I'm like, I don't have AIDS. Well, you know, tell us what your sexual... No, it's not there. Stop asking. But I went through these great tests. I had a near-death experience. I went through these great tests. But here's the thing I know. That kept me alive long enough to heal through these other modalities. We've got to get this into the mainstream.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that medicine's becoming more and more just computer-based. Like, I mean, I don't think they're going to have us go to robots in 10 years, not to doctors anymore. Because, you know, stick your hand in, get the, you know, boom, get blood sample. Well, okay, maybe we need an assistant to give us the cup to urinate in or something, you know, and then give it back to whatever we, but basically, you know, MRI, lay down, you know, boom, machine, yeah, maybe we need an attendant. But to interpret all these things, it's just a computer program, and that does not get to the basis of what's going on in a person, and that's what alternative medicine does, and that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
We have to understand. First, we got to talk. Sometimes you just talk, and you know, you just talk to people, to a practitioner, and something slips out. Oh, that's important. And many times, I know I'll talk for an hour, and at the last 5 minutes, the thing comes out. I call it the tag. Sometimes it's something they don't want to talk about, but often enough it's just something they don't think of, but somehow you know, the energy of the healer coaxes it out. And our healing is totally different. It's not based on those tests. It's based on, well, I like to look at the tongue, the pulse, like a Chinese practitioner, patient diagnosis, but talking to the person, what are the patterns, holistic pattern, and that is the importance of the matrix. The matrix proves holism, the basic Yeah, tentative holism. The whole body acts as a one response, a stimulation, a needle stuck in. Oh, what? Every cell feels it because the ground regulatory system on that level ties them all together. And you're so right. You have to heal on the cellular level. And why is that? Because all the cells are all in communication. I mean, maybe a few of them could be off in one corner, but basically...
Yeah, they're watching movies.
Yeah, right.
Hey, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about four different things that Matthew said. One, we're going to talk about what is it about exercise vibrationally? What are we moving? And what does that mean? You know, how do we get from whatever condition you're in to the condition you want to be in? 1-800-930-2819. Y'all want to call in, give us a shout. Matthew, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to tell people all about you, all about the book. We're taking your questions. Send them over to Facebook. Send them to my messenger. I will get them on air. I already have a couple of questions. I didn't know this was a Q&A. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, This Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit TheTruthIsFunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist with Dreamalation.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and with Dreamalation show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the merit for life mindset.
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie, and me, Spirit Walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we connect you with your crossover loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm so excited. I mean, my gosh. Benny, Linda, Jacob, Olivia, you know, I mean, come on. We get to have a conversation with Matthew Wood. I mean, this is so surreal for me to be able to even be in a halfway intelligent conversation with somebody who has dedicated his entire life, pretty much. He's an author. He's a lecturer. You know, he's also like eating trees today, but he's like me. We're both doing the same thing.
But here we are, professional, right? American herbalist guys, you know, the author of several books, read them all. There's a couple I didn't even mention. And the way that you find out about Matthew and the way you get engaged and the way you get involved and the way you can learn, right, is to go to Matthew Wood Institute of Herbalism. Matthew, did I get that right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, good. The book that I'm referring to, this is I've asked Matthew to come back. Because this book, or, you know, Holistic Medicine and the Extracellular Matrix Part 2, it's so powerful and it's so in-depth. And I just, Matthew, I don't want our audience to have to take the 10 years that it took me. I'm sorry, it may take them 10 years. But we're not just talking about healing. We're talking about, okay, once I got better, I couldn't, you know, you don't stop. Right? Can you talk about how the extracellular and the cells, how they need to be brought to life? Because you said something that I discovered later on in my healing journey, and as a result, I have a little step thing, vibration. Oh, I learned, first of all, I just love it, but I didn't understand how powerful. So I have three things in my home now that will move things around. One of them is this really cool step thing that you can stand on, and it just goes crazy. I love it. The other one is a chair, a soul tech chair. It is my juniper for my body.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that too much sharing?
No, I understand totally. Yeah, so basically, yeah, the water, how does the... So, yeah, we have the blood circulating on that level, but the lymph... So it takes, you know, if we start a particle here, it takes 2.5 days to go around the body and come back to there. That's slow compared to half of the blood. So how does that even pump? It's the lymph doesn't have its own pump. The lungs, breathing, just that slow pumping and the body movements and the exercise is what moves the lymph. Well, the lymph drains the matrix. So we do have to... breathe deeply and exercise. And it's just a simple, you know, but actually vibrating like that, I can understand that totally. It just, because that, you know, gets all that fluid moving out, moving slowly. So, that's cool. Those guys, Dr. West suggested the lymphosizer, the jumping up and down on the trampoline. And a friend of mine said, horseback riding is the best exercise there, which is the same kind of thing. I like work, but I don't like exercise. So finally I found out that the only thing I really truly love to do for exercise is to split wood.
because
you aim it, boom, and so you're both aiming and you're working, and you do get the cardiac after about 10 minutes to start breathing a little heavier, so that's what you want, too.
You also get vibrational impact from it.
Oh, yeah.
You and I have that in common. Chopping wood? My friends don't understand, like, when we go out and, like, everybody has a job, and I'm like, I'm chopping wood. I'm a wood person. They're like, why? That is so hard. I want to chop the wood. And... But there's a vibrational impact to that as well. That's brilliant.
Yeah, we should do a little. We could do a little thing on the virtue of chopping wood.
Oh my God, let's do a video. Because you see, what I think we're caught up in the middle of, and you do this so well. That's why I love talking with you. Is I discovered somewhere, I don't remember if it was 05 or 06 with Dr. Darvish, that this is not complicated. It is if you're you, Matthew, and maybe if you're Dr. Darvish and you have all these medical degrees and naturopaths and certified and, you know, China's bringing her over to be the ambassador for chronic fine. Maybe.
Oh.
But the simplicity of what we're talking about and the way you lay your book out is anybody can start, and they can start anywhere. Chop wood. You'll get three things, right? Breathing.
Yeah.
You'll get breathing. The mind will have to focus.
Yep.
The muscles will get built, every part of the muscles.
Yep.
And you'll get the vibrational, right? I don't know about you. Maybe it's just the way I chop wood.
I hadn't thought of it, but you are right. Yeah, and you would think, oh, it's just only upper body, but as you know, well, I've discovered it's lower body, because partly because occasionally I'd sprain a kind of a weird, you know, muscle down inside of my leg or something. You know,
oh, my gosh.
I am getting, you know, leg exercise here, too, so yeah.
It is. I mean, but you see, anybody listening to this.
I know. It's like we're nuts.
They already know I'm nuts. Benny, right? They already know. That's like a given.
Yes.
But you see, that's what my journey's been like. It's being able to say to people, this is not out of reach for you. It's not out of realm. You know, maybe you don't have the money to go buy a juniper essential oil or, you know, I get that oil going in the house, like in the diffuser. Forget it. Linda doesn't even want to come in the house.
Uh-huh.
But what we're talking about and what you take us through is an understanding that will allow us to start.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That is so critical. And my heart is going out for so many people right now that I'm speaking with that have had COVID and literally are having post-COVID symptoms that almost mimic chronic Lyme, brain fog, right?
Yes, yeah.
I want to try to help them.
Yeah, I had Lyme 1 year. I got a little bit of rheumatoid arthritis there, still to show. But I conquered it with herbs, you know. But then I got Bartonella, which is horrible, which is, I would rather have almost any kind of COVID compared to Bartonella.
I had them all.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well then, everybody, your person, Pat here could either be dead or raving, horrifying person, because Bartonella destroys your mind. It makes you feel hatred and anger that's beyond anything. And I just am dealing with a case where psychosis finally set in because he was a teenager and stopped taking the herbs. Mm-hmm. But it's like, so I learned from that, like the back brain heats up with Bartonella, and that's the snake brain, and you become like a snake. And I felt this thing hates me. I felt my heart and my brain be attacked within a week of being that little body. And finally, after a while, I used Dr. Bach's holly, the holly flower essence, very simple thing, because that's for hatred. And that helped. That I felt that. I used a remedy. I don't want to go deep into the remedies, but a remedy to draw out heat, which was really pretty remarkable. I learned from Native Americans, actually. Mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned wild bergamot. I put that on the back brain, and that just drew the heat out. Mm-hmm. And on the mastoids in there where it gets trapped, the little bones there. And so then when COVID came along, first it didn't. It would move through my brain and not get caught. And I actually, it would make me dream about it too. It did not do anything that I did not dream about. It acted on that level. So it showed me how it moved through the brain, and it moved through the back brain and into the brainstem. You can't feel the brainstem, but I knew from the reaction that that's what was happening. It slowed down my breathing and heart rate for a little bit. You learn from these things. These are terrible things, and you learn from them. And, I mean, if you've been through that, then I know, Pat, that you luckier here. Yeah.
And the reason I know this, look, I'm one of these people, I really do believe that your life path, your destiny, and the things that you run into, challenges, whatever you want to call them, you know, they show up because there's something on the other side that is really meaningful for you to do. But you cannot do that thing until you go through it.
Yeah.
I was very fortunate to live in the state of Washington when this was discovered, because we have some of the best. And this is part of what we're talking about with your book and what you're saying, and how to get knowledgeable and aware so that you can represent yourself at some point, or that the people around you could do it. We have to really get back to what you talk about in your book and what you say in your book about being able to have this organism, this first single cell organism, right? Wherever that was over there, like in the sea, I don't know where it was.
Yeah.
But to understand
how it thrives, how it grows, right?
Yeah.
The brain of the cell, how it talks to us, but we don't really listen, do we? I don't think we know how to listen.
Yeah, just so the cell in the sea was the beginning of life, they say, and Kissinger, who came up with these theories, he said, well, people say, well, what's the regulatory system of the cell in the sea? It's just, it's got to have its own brain. No, he said that the seawater is the regulatory system of the cell, and this is so true. We are regulated by the environment, and we're the smartest of all the animals. We can modify the environment, but we are still programmed by the environment. And so we really, we're programmed, and then it comes in, it's influencing our internal environment. So our internal environment is just that seawater taken inside, and that is the water of the matrix. And then we have kind of like sea slime in there, which sends these signals all over the place. And so, like, from an evolutionary model, you can understand how this whole system developed. And we still use the exact same mechanisms as the sea slime to, like, send signals and control our internal environment. It's like that external environment was so hard on that little cell in the water that a colony of cells, boom, enclosed themselves and in the slime and made a membrane and became an animal or plant and a life form and kept that internal environment. So we today, we're so high above that, and yet we have to learn that we have an internal environment. It's as important as the external environment, and we have to take care of it. and that bathes the cells and takes care of the cells.
Yeah, you know, there's so much that we can learn, and there's so much that's important for us to learn. You know, let's talk about the pace by which we live in for a minute, and, you know, let's talk for a minute about not only the pace by which we live, but how we tend to put ourselves on the bottom of the list now. Like in our daily day, until you've gone through what you've gone through and what I've gone through and what so many people have gone through now, hopefully what we've learned is we cannot afford to put our self-care and our proactive care at the bottom of anybody's list.
Yeah.
You know, that's why give me $250 million and I will do my best at least to start here and educate people how they can rejuvenate, how they can buy. It doesn't matter what age you are. That whole age thing is just a crazy dialogue for me. Crazy. Just look at Stevie Nicks. If you think that her age is stopping her from doing a concert, but yet we don't take the holistic approach, Matthew. What are the consequences, if I might ask you?
Well, right. Well, first of all, you can't take good health for granted, can you?
Not at all.
And when you're young, you know, you think that way. But you got to start eating right, getting better and better. When you're young, you eat badly and you exercise chaotically, but most people do exercise some. So you got to be aware and self-responsible. A lot of people just want a pill. We'll take care of you, but no, you got to take care of yourself. So first there's that. So then something's going on maybe. Then you go to the doctor. You get that opinion, and they say get a second opinion, from another medical doctor. Well, get a second opinion from a holistic practitioner or reading a book or educating yourself. So you got to educate yourself. And I always say the getting well is also a matter of wandering in the wilderness. It's like you're thrown into a new state and you don't know. And it's like you probably were maybe less. You didn't believe in the angels as much before you got sick. So what was that jump? It was like, wow, I have to have faith. I've got to jump. That's that wandering in the wilderness. Wow, I got led to the door of the angel lady. And this is where my answers are, and like that takes giving up your prejudices.
So
I got to say, for the $250 million, the important thing is to make this stuff available and not illegal. And I would say I don't like super over regulation, but a little bit of regulation. Well, like the FDA has food quality or supplement quality. And there has been fraud in herbs that are not,
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but that's everything, Matthew. I mean, what we do is, you know, what tends to happen is we have a movement, like what you and I are talking about.
Yeah.
And we have this movement, and we are taking ancient remedies.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and then YouTube or Facebook, they may pull me for saying this, but I am Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Had we not had those, I'm just going to call them ancient remedies because there's so many. I mean, as far back as you go, people figured out if you eat that berry, you would die. And then somehow they passed that on. But if you grind that berry up and you put it on a cut, voila. Somehow, thousands of years of us hopping around here up until, 100 years?
Yeah.
Up until then, those things kept us alive. I mean, would we have survived 5,000 years ago? Would we? I mean, we didn't have the Eternals to come down and say, oh, let me give you this knife, right? That's a movie. But how did we exist? How did we survive? How did we heal? How did we fill in the blank had it not been for the use of what was available to us?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Well, I think that people followed what animals did. And they looked, and also they dreamed. And that was their television set. And they saw a bunch of facts during the day, and they didn't understand them. And at night, the dreams maybe made them fit together a little bit more. So then they start using kind of folk medicine. They've shown that chimpanzee troops in Africa have about a dozen medicines, herbal medicines. Like, this is kind of normal for them. So that's the village, you know, and our ancestors and their little troops and their little villages. Maybe there's 100 people, so there's maybe there's 13 remedies. But they had this basic knowledge, and the animals, the gorillas, everybody, and even the deer and everybody, there are a lot of different things. So we started with that, and then we got, magic got mixed in, and that's okay too, because magic sometimes feels, whether it's psychological or something real about it. And then finally, where medicine began to emerge, like some great thinkers began to think, how do we do this? And so ancient Egypt, ancient India, ancient China, we have the records. I don't want to overlook Native Americans and all cultures, in fact. Yeah, so Native Americans, oral tradition, but like the Cherokee had 700 basic herbs, and their doctors were really trained. And I ran into, in France, I met a guy who was trained as in an herbal guild in Africa in the Cameroons. And, and it was just this basic, they talk about mild regulation, self-regulation. There were guilds, it was hereditary, but some people didn't want to do that, so they left the guild, and other people did want to do it, so they paid a fee or married somebody, and they're in the guild. But it was very simple self-regulation. It was really kind of neat. And in France, he was a carpenter, but it was just your simple herbalism, and yet generations of knowledge tied up in that. So,
I mean, it's all part of really, I want to pull this all together. But it's all part of a level of understanding that you walk us through in your book. I want to just tell people, if you're just tuning in, I am speaking with Matthew Wood again. You know, we are talking about not just the book, but, his life's work, but holistic medicine and the extracellular matrix. Because when we start to look at the matrix and we have an understanding of how things work inside, it helps us, Matthew, to ask. It helps us to ask questions.
Yeah.
Short example. I have a friend, gets treatment for autoimmune, gets like either rituximab or Remicade or whatever those IVs are, right?
Yeah.
So I'm reading an article that popped up, and she was getting ready to go in to get the vaccine. She was going to go, and I said, hey, take this article to your doctor. Because this study, research study that came out, is showing that because of the nature of the way the rituximab works, whatever that is, if you're down that path, that's your path. but the way that works and COVID, and they offset each other. And she looked at me and she said, well, how do you know that's true? I said, well, there was a study done because they were trying to figure out why all these autoimmune patients were dying from COVID. And so the science shows these two things when they interact. They neutralize each other. And I said, look, I'm not a doctor in that way. I'm not a cellular microbiologist. But if you look at the article, you'll get a level of knowledge so that you can ask the right questions. How important is it to ask good questions?
Yeah, and sometimes you have to find the right doctor who's interested in answering questions. And, it's like a lot of doctors just it's like become rote practitioners. And, you know, and yet another bunch just love they're doing their life calling. So you bring them something new, and it's like, I remember a friend of mine, in fact, she's kind of small and thin like you, and she said, yeah, you could tell he's a good doctor because he said, wow, what are you doing? Like, it was nerve, actually. He said, oh, I feel bad. What's the name? And he was excited about it.
We have one of the hosts on our network, Dr. Sharon Martin. She's known as the Straight Talking Shaman. She's a medical doctor. She's a shaman. And her platform's called Maximum Medicine. I'm going to have you on her show. But it's wonderful to see what she's created to help us understand, you know, the elements of Earth, how it interacts with our body parts. She's created this beautiful way to do that. But isn't it fascinating that ignorance sometimes is not bliss? We are now living in a world where part of that, I think 50 million out of the 250 will be to help people ask questions. So if I pull the 50 million out to educate people about how to ask the right questions.
Well, that's good,
I want to ask you this in the short time we have left. This is really exciting to be able to see what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I just want to take a few minutes to just ask you, since you wrote the book, is there anything now that if you had the opportunity to do a rewrite or go back that you would add? Basically, what have you learned since that book, which probably took forever to write, gave birth?
I learned so many things. I've forgotten some. I think the very first thing was somebody said, well, this sounds like the mycelium in the forest floor, you know? Like, and immediately it was like, wow, we got to walk bare feet, you know, on the ground more. And I actually did help myself by walking bare feet. That improved my sleep, actually. Old Dr. Christopher said.
Mine too.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. And but then there were many, many, many after that. And see, and what I learned from you was that I could communicate to the general audience and not just practitioners. See, I wrote it thinking I was writing for practitioners.
Right.
You taught me, the general public. And so, like, last week, this was the number one best-selling book for that publisher, for Inner Traditions. In December, it was the number one release, Holistic Medicine, on Amazon. So, I mean, it went way beyond. And our dear herbalist grandmother of us all, Rosemary Godstar, she said, Matthew, this is the best book you've written. I was like, what? Like, so I kind of feel like I rather than adding anything to it, I made a platform that other people can add to, because, like, I kind of want to go back and listen to the tape of the Herbalists and watch their chat. It was just, like, incredible. Well, idea after idea after idea. And I kept saying, you know, like, I don't have the answers here. You guys, this is the excitement of life. This is the trail you can start on. Like, I just managed to bring this to a platform where we can visualize it and discuss it. Now go in 100 directions. So I wouldn't add too much. Yeah.
I always like to ask that question, but, you know, you did answer it. And one of the things you said is, like, the book becomes a thing, a snapshot, a body of work that gets released into the universe, right? Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And then it takes on a life of its own. and then it touches other lives. And it is a living, breathing thing because the people are reading it, at least my experience from the people I know that have read it. It's a living, breathing thing that enables them to live and breathe more deeply with the awareness and knowledge and now hope. So many people have been told they can't. You'll never get better. You'll never walk again. You'll never do this. And even though the book was meant for practitioners, I'm not a practitioner, and I find it fascinating.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, so, yeah, I actually did think of some things. Just while you're talking, I rearranged, but we don't need to go into those technical
things. Yeah, go ahead. Come on, we got 5 minutes.
Well, okay, yeah, so N is restrict the proteins either long-term or, you know, Dr. West said vegetarianism. I'm not a vegetarian, but and I was like, ho. But then Kissinger and Heine, the experts, they said, a good protein fast is a good way to start this whole program. Oh, okay, I believe you guys. And then the elimination, you do got to figure out a little, what do I need a little bit, you know, which channel of elimination, because there's you know, a couple of them. But then what I wanted to, I hadn't gone over was the mix part. And it's turning out that the polysaccharides, so the matrix material, the polymers are polysaccharides, actually, which is the mucilage in a plant. So that's like okra. That's that sliminess in a plant. So, and then mushrooms, that's one thing I didn't mention. Okay. Mushrooms have polysaccharides, and they communicate across the cell wall, across the small intestine, to the matrix. And so they're intelligent polymers. They're not just or polysaccharides. So exercising your matrix with these various substances that communicate with it, particularly mushrooms, and then I would say that the mucilage is the slimy foods rebuild, but, you know, not everybody is going to want a whole lot of slimy foods. And if you're too slimy, if you have SIBO or small intestine overgrowth, you're going to react so badly, you're going to say that, not what you didn't know what he's talking about. But they shouldn't have the slime.
Hey, I grew up with a stepmom from the South. Oprah was on the table a couple times a week. I mean, that was just like a thing. But, you know, what you're talking about to me is so important because thank you for remembering those. Thank you. I think that whatever you do, whatever Matthew and I are talking about, please, if you're under doctor's care, consult your doctor. You know, one of the things I learned is when I'm left on my own, it is not good. See, I think in the world, this was a mistake I made and it cost me dearly. I thought 3 drops of 100% pure oregano was better than one. No, that did not work out for me because it's a different approach.
Yeah.
It's different. And I think in your book, you're helping us understand the mechanics of it, but also why and how certain things might affect your cells, your tissues, your organs.
Yeah. Yeah. Essential oils, you got to use small doses.
Small. Yeah, please. I went into anaphylactic shock. It was like, I mean, you do that once and then you realize you do not know much about this pot. But the point is this. There are options. If you've given up hope, take a look at what Matthew's doing. Take a look at the book. Find somebody in your area if that's possible for you. You know, many places where I live, but there are places now all over the United States, and by the way, all over the world. And, you know, get educated. And I think, Matthew, what you've done is you've opened up a doorway for us. So thank you for that.
Yes, and you said exactly what I was thinking, get educated.
That's it for me. Matthew, again, tell people how people can, how their folks can find out about you, how they can get your book. And thank you to our friends at Inner Traditions for bringing Matthew back. How do people find out about you?
Matthew Wood, Institute of Herbalism, as you said. And I teach there. We're trying to get together a curriculum for classes. And I would say all my books are available on Amazon. I should set up my own store by this point, but, you know, Amazon does it.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, just saying. Matthew, thank you so much. Last question. What do you want to leave us with? What's your personal message?
I still like to get educated and still expect the unexpected. Yeah, on the health trail, it's like life was put here as a challenge somehow.
Yeah.
And we don't know the answers. It's like, you know, we've had our mystical experiences, talk to the angels. We still don't know the answers. Good show. And then, so get educated, but always be open. Okay.
I love it. Matthew, thank you so much. And I want to leave everybody with, if there's one thing that you've heard from here, right? And by the way, we've got Robbie Holt coming up next. She's going to talk about, Robbie's going to talk about angels and guardian, all the whole thing. But I love what you said. If you do nothing else today, shake your booty. Shake your booty. That's it. You got to move something. And have fun chopping wood.
Yep, you too.
I have a pile of it back here. I may do that. All right. Yeah. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good sunny Wednesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Still a little bit of stop-and-go issue on 405 northbound at Park Drive, the exit there, but smooth up through the Kennedale Hill. I hope everyone gets out there and enjoys their sunny but cool Wednesday. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and Angels in Waiting. How to reach out to your guardian angels and spirit guides. The special guest, Robbie Holt.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The Speaker of the House is condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The attack on the Ukraine by the Russians is an attack on democracy.
Nancy Pelosi called Russian President Vladimir Putin a tyrant who is opposed to democracy. The escalating situation between Russia and Ukraine has many fearing what will happen next. Nikolai Kopasov, distinguished professor of the practices at Georgia Tech and visiting professor at Emory University, says we do not know the danger of what Russian President Vladimir Putin will do.
Russia is a nuclear power, is one of the strongest armies in Europe, and now all that is in the hands of a madman or a group of crazy people.
Professor Kopasov says we should be concerned here in the United States about what's happening in Ukraine. The jury in the civil rights trial connected to the killing of George Floyd is in deliberations. In her closing argument, the prosecutor urged the jury to convict all three men who allegedly didn't provide medical aid or stop their senior officers' excessive use of force on Floyd. She accused the officers of not using plain old common sense. The defense attorney for the former Louisville officer charged in connection with the police raid that killed Breonna Taylor says the evidence will show what he did was legal.
I think, ladies and gentlemen, after you've heard all the evidence, you're going to determine that Brett Hankison was justified in what he did.
Stu Matthews said the evidence will reveal a scene that was total chaos as the Louisville Metro Police Department tried to execute a search warrant. He said the evidence that former officer Brett Hankison fired the shots at the center of the case is not in question, but that Hankison will testify to seeing a muzzle flash when he entered. Matthews added that Hankison was following training by shooting until the threat was stopped. A 1-2 punch of storms is bringing rain and snow to millions. Jesse Kirsch with the tales.
In Oregon, officials reporting about 100 cars and trucks involved in crashes on one highway. Visibility, a real challenge in the Twin Cities, on the roads, and in the sky.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit LoanDepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Dell Technologies President's Day business sale has arrived. For a limited time, save up to 45% on all our latest gear to work from anywhere with fast free shipping. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business, so now's the time for incredible savings on PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks. All with free shipping and quick installation and setup through Dell Installation Services. Get started by shopping online or contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Again, the number to call is 877-ASK-DELL.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McPhilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. It's so funny, Benny, right? That and Jacob, we're in the middle of talking with Matthew Wood in the last show about holistic medicine, et cetera. And then we started to talk about angels because that's part of my journey too. And it's interesting because guess who is joining us today? Yeah. I am so thrilled. Robbie Holt's joining us here today. International respected healer speaker, right? Worked widely as a medium, helping countless people all over connect with the other side. She's a co-author and award-winning author of books like Secrets of Aboriginal Healing and Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening. So much more, right? I think she lives like right in my backyard. I don't know if it's like my backyard or not, but it's close. And then she is out in the world with a message that says, okay, wait a minute. Holt's Wellness, Thrive in Body, Mind, and Spirit. What does that mean? Thrive in Body, Mind, and Spirit. You know, today it's really kind of cool that we get to talk with her about what does this mean to connect? You know, what does this mean? But even more than that is that how do we step forward and connect angels in waiting? How do we reach out to our guardian angels, our spirit guides? How do we do that? Now, let's just clear some stuff up for a minute. Before there was the internet and cell phones and even old school phones, what do we know about ancient cultures? What do we know about them? And when I say what do we know about them, at least what do we know about them that is portrayed to us, whether you're watching that channel, that Ancient Aliens channel, or in our pop culture. But what is being portrayed to us? Here's what's being portrayed to us. One of the things they kind of all have in common is their ability to reach out. To reach out to whether it's angels, whether it's spirit guides, whether it's God, to reach out to that which they cannot see, but deeply believed communicates with them. Insights, vision, dreams, right? I mean, we hear about this over and over and over again. You know, whether it's Daniel in the Bible, or you're reading something in the Bhagavad Gita, or the Quran, it doesn't matter. We're hearing this. So then why is it that it's become even more difficult now in our pop culture and in the world we live in to just rise up and say to ourselves so beautifully and nicely, I want to communicate with you, Uriel. I want to communicate with you. Today, we're going to take a look at this fabulous book and what it means. And by the way, Benny, we are taking callers. Yes, We're going to do live call-in, get yourself some insights, information, readings, whatever you want to call it. 1-800-930-2819. Oh, I'm so excited to do the show. Robbie. Hi, I'm excited too. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you for the body of work that you said yes to in this lifetime.
Thank you, and thank you to you as well. You're very devoted.
I am. I love this, and I'm a student. I people ask me what I love most about now 20 years doing this, 13 years starting a network, transformation network, and what do I love most? My answer has never changed. I love speaking with people like you and what I'm about to learn and what we're about to do to help our listeners today. I want to ask you this. I did a brief introduction, and there's always so many fascinating things that have gone on in one's life, in your life. I would love to know, here we are, angels in waiting, how to reach out, guardian angels, spirit guides. For me, I can only imagine your life, but here's what I want to know. I would love to know, Robbie, for you, what challenges, what obstacles, right, did you personally have to overcome to bring you right here to this very moment? They should have warned you.
That's why there's a book written about it. I think you probably know this, Pat. When you step up to be of service in these ways, you need to go through these experiences yourself.
Oh boy.
So that you can't really help people if you haven't gone through it. So I almost died a couple times. When I delivered my son in 85, I was given a blood transfusion that had hepatitis C. So the hepatitis C almost killed me, and then the experimental treatments that the doctors put me on almost killed me. So I survived really small odds. And then I ended up healing myself of the hepatitis C and chronic fatigue syndrome and temporary brain damage and fibromyalgia. What the doctor said was not curable, I healed. And that put me on this path of waking people up to empowering themselves and recognize we have the healing ability in us, and take the beautiful wisdom that the remote aboriginals gifted us with. They wanted that out there to help people recognize where we're missing the boat. It's a body, mind, spirit thing. It's not just physical. So that put me on this path. And then my late husband, Gary, losing him in 2007, he had gone into the outback himself. And that, he was a scientist. He was a physicist, pretty much black and white, right? It doesn't exist if it can't be proven. But when he went into the outback, the Aboriginal people also woke him up to the fact that there are beings that can't be seen that are still there, and that there's a lot of gray area. And so he came back from the outback with the abilities to be able to see and connect to the other side of the veil. And watching him do that and connect all the time, that woke me up. So, Pat, what the next step was when he passed in 2007, is he would show up every morning after he passed. At 8 o'clock. He was a very punctual man. He continued to be very punctual. It was always 8 o'clock. And I didn't expect that. And I didn't know that I had the ability to connect with him in that way. And it just kept growing and growing. So we still work together. My husband, even though he passed physically in 2007, he's still very connected to the work that I do in helping people heal. And in a bigger way, helped me recognize how to connect as well. So seeing what it did to my life, how it dramatically changed my life and so many other people that we've helped, it's like, we've got to get this information out about how to get assistance from the other side for everything.
Yeah, I am totally there with you. I love the part in your book. I wrote this down. I scratched this down. And it's your promise, and you say that this is my promise to you, that in the course of reading this book, you'll come to understand how to engage powerful help from the angels and spirit guides so that it will enrich your life beyond what you are currently able to accomplish. Mm-hmm. What you're about to discover is how empowered and enriched your life will become when you engage their assistance. Are you ready to begin? Okay. I'm going to break this down, and I'm going to let you chime that in.
I love it.
When one discovers this, and believe me, I am a work in progress, in as many years as I've been doing the Dr. Pat show and the network, I had a major epiphany about 7 days ago. And I think it was from going back and reading your book. And I can't really pinpoint when it flipped for me. But what I realized is the untapped, unused potentiality for guidance, that when we step in with unwavering conviction, openness, the heart, the mind, right? And we step in and we're willing to begin, everything changes.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Now, tell me if I'm over-exaggerating.
No, you are not over-exaggerating, and I love that you asked that. No, it's huge. It's transformational. That's why, like you, I'm passionate about getting information out that's going to make a positive difference in people's lives. And the guides have told me it is like going from 5 amps of power on your own to 5,000 amps of power with their help. And there is tremendous love behind this. There's tremendous power, patience, gentleness. It's there for the asking. What I think is important for people to know is that they will respond, but they're going to respond according to two ways. They're going to respond because they have laws that they're governed by, right? Spiritual,
right.
Universal, that sort of thing. But they're going to respond according to the highest and best good of all. And very importantly, they're going to respond according to your soul's intention. So, for instance, if you have an illness that you're, or a disease that you're trying to heal and you're being challenged by not being able to heal that and you ask for help from your guides and angels, they will help you heal that in the way that is what your soul intends. So if there's a message behind that disease and you're not getting that message, they'll help you get the message. Then they'll help you heal it as well. So they'll help according to your soul's intentions. So you can ask them, thank you for helping me win the lottery. That'd really help with my finances. But they won't do that if it's not your soul's intention, which it likely isn't. But they will respond in a way that's appropriate for you and bring abundance in other ways. So we got to let go of that expectation and how and when it's going to show up. But know that you will be responded to. You are tremendously loved.
Yeah. What I love about what you just said was the literal miscommunication of the secret when it came out. And so what
yes.
do I mean by that?
Yes.
We promised people a lot. However, we did not explain a few things to them. One, we didn't explain the emotional side of asking. And there's a reason Esther and Jerry Hicks decided to pull away from that project.
Mm-hmm.
But I happened to interview them. I have actually an interview that I listened to of them the other day that goes back to like 2000 and I don't even know, like 3 or 4 before they decided not to do it. And I was reminded of this, what you just said. Here's what I was reminded of. You may ask for $1 million and you may be like all in. Somehow you're like, I got to get the million. And you don't get the million. And you change your energy from optimism, you know, from positive possibilities. You change it to disappointment,
mm-hmm.
to despair. And here's what I've learned. That doesn't mean you're not going to receive the directive intention to get you to where the guides and angels know you want to go, but you may not get there through the million.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean you're not worthy, and it doesn't
nope.
mean you're not being listened to. It means that it's happening in the way that's best for you and what
yeah.
you're here to learn and experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what people were missing. They were doing the vision board, and I think that was not just in healing, but I thought The Secret was a great movie and a lot of information in that book as well. But they're missing the soul's input.
Yeah.
And that's essential.
You know why I love The Secret? Because what it did is it took people like me that grew up on the East Coast, born in the Bronx, didn't even know that grass grew in places it grows. You know, my dad, like, cemented the whole backyard, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But for people like me and all around the world, it introduced a spiritual concept that was limited to practices like religious science or Christian science or some of the other cultures, right,
mm-hmm.
that were positive and optimistic. But it introduced the notion that you can manifest through these ways. I love that in your book and what you're doing is you're not just saying you can, but we are being talked to and guided all the time, right?
Yeah. It's huge. We were designed to have this help, but because it's a free will planet, they won't just step in and intervene unless we ask, right? I give the example of it's like a child wanting to learn how to tie their laces and might make a real tangled mess. That's part of the learning process. But when the child asks the parent for help in how to tie those laces, then the parent steps in the way that's appropriate for them. So it doesn't mean they're necessarily going to just tie their laces for them every time. They're going to teach them and guide them and show them how to do it. And it's the same thing here. It's a free will planet. We've got to ask. And that's why the guides and angels really wanted me to get this book out, is because there is help available like never before.
Right.
But we need to take advantage of it by simply asking. Don't complicate it. You just ask. They're telepathic to your thoughts. Ask them in your mind. Let go of how and when this is going to show up. And hand it over and allow.
Yeah, I got to talk to this part, and I would love for you to comment on this, right? There's a part in your book where there's this realization of the limitations of the mind. It's one of your subchapters or chapters in the book and discussion. I think you even mentioned George Carlin in it. And I was reading it the other day, and a light bulb went on for me about something very important to us, to our network. And the light bulb that went on, and I cannot remember exactly how, let me give you the bottom line.
Okay.
The light bulb that went on is the way we've been approaching telling people about what's available to them was limiting, because we were talking to people that wanted to become part of this, but the conversation was about our new technology phase 4. And out of the conversation, we forgot to say, hello, we have everything here now if you want to start your own channel. The minute we got that, right, and Jessica and I were talking about it, one of our folks said, you're kidding. Now, this is somebody that's been with us for a while. She said, I can really talk to people about that now. See, what happened was, I was asking for something. I was asking for something in that moment. I don't remember my words, but I was asking for a level of clarity and insight on what I needed to change. Do I have to change the way I'm thinking about this? Do we have to change the way? I can't remember. But the essence was, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't get words. I got a picture. I told Jessica. She told Jenna. Jenna called 3 people. And as a result of that one thing that I read somewhere in this section of the book, right, I think it's called Truth Without Conscious Reasoning, because of that, change of perspective. And now we have minimally 2 people that want to launch entire channels with us. See, that thing there that I wasn't sure how to phrase it, and am I going to phrase it right? I'm messing it up. That's why your book is so powerful, because if people knew even something like, I'm confused, I need clarity, I don't understand, you know, can we talk about what holds people back, Robbie, from doing what I did? Because I hesitated, but
yeah.
You see, I had your book.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your book was like, what do you got to lose, Pat?
You know, I here's what I think, Pat, about that. I think people have expectations of what, and they have attachments to what they want and what they desire, and they think, you know, you set that powerful mind in that direction and ask for help to get you there, and you'll get there. And then when they don't, they feel like, oh, this doesn't work. I'm not hearing them. I'm not seeing them. Very few people see them and hear them. Every single person is clairsentient. every single person has a guardian angel by their side 24/7. By being clairsentient, you feel that guidance with your body, especially in the solar plexus, right? Some people get a tingling, some people get goosebumps, some people get that feel energy moving through them. But it's that sixth sense, it's that intuition. And people think that when they start communicating with their guides and angels, they're going to start seeing them and hearing them. And most people are not programmed or wired that way in this particular lifetime. So let them show up the way they need to show up in the time, but don't expect to see them, and don't expect things to happen the way you want them. We're so used to instantaneous gratification, right? So again, it comes back to that letting go of the how, hand it over, let it go of the how this is going to happen and when this is going to happen and how they communicate. But this is another reason we put a lot of examples in that book of how to tell whether it's guidance from your guides and angels versus your mind, because the mind tends to be fear-based. And it'll tell you you have to, you should, you need to. Whereas guidance from the guides and angels, and we're only working with benevolent beings here, it feels right. You just have that knowing. And it's done so with love. They'll never tell you you have to do anything. But so that's where you develop that intuition, that GPS. Yeah. So you might get, when you wake up during the night or first thing in the morning, there's a thought directly there. That's likely from them. If it's directly from the other side, it's quick, it's instantaneous, it's when you first wake up. It's that second or third thought, okay, now the mind's engaged, right? So you know in 3 seconds whether it's a yes or a no typically. And if you go beyond 3 seconds, now the mind's engaged. So you start picking up on the distinctions. And if you're not sure, tell them you're not sure. Thank you for making it more clear. Thank you for making it more obvious. If I'm getting it wrong, thank you for making that. That's their job to communicate to us, and we're wired to pick up on that. And they've told me if we have to have somebody make a movie about something or write a book and have the book fall on somebody's head, that is not a problem for them because they're operating in a higher dimension. Third dimensional existence, which is here on this planet, is so easy for them. And it's child's play, and it's very easy for them to manipulate, which is why they will not manipulate, because they honor and respect their free will, and it's done with tremendous love.
You know, I love this. I want to take a short break because one of the things I find most important, and I love this quote that you have in here from Mary Baker Eddy in the book. I love it, and I want to talk to you about this when we come back, because I think it's at the core essence of so much, at least in my life at the moment. You know, it is interacting with the spirit world. I want to take a really deeper dive with Robbie with you, Robbie Holtz. The book that I mentioned before is Angels in Waiting. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can get a hold of Robbie, how you can get the book, all of the above. But think about this. When angels visit us, we do not hear the rustle of wings, nor feel the feathery touch of the breast of a dove, but we know their presence by the love they create in our hearts. So if it's not that, and you're getting messages of doubt, and you're getting messages of fear, and you're getting messages of not enoughness, when we come back, Robbie's going to help us understand what it is and what it ain't. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
To put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your hearts, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Trust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Coach Martin.
And I'm licensed therapist Adrenalation.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martin and Adrenalation show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the marriage-like mindset.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's a perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Oh my gosh, how exciting. Do any of you want to know maybe what the angels have in store for you? Do you have a question for them? Do you even know if you have a guardian angel? Do you believe in them? 1-800-930-2819. I'm so thrilled to have Robbie joining me here today. But Robbie, before we get into it, especially this next part, the book is Angels in Waiting, How to Reach Out to Your Guardian Angels and Spirit Guides. Can you tell folks a little bit about how they find out about you, your website? Because if they go to your website, they can, like, look at healing sessions and a whole bunch of other things. But please give them information about you, if you would.
Okay. We put together a website that offers a lot of information that's free because the passion – I'm sorry, I'm getting phone calls. The passion is to get this information out, whether it's about how to engage help from your angels and guides or how to heal or how to have better, you know, body, mind, spirit wellness, right? Live that vibrant life. So if they go to HolesWellness.com, HolesWellness.com. There's a lot of information. We put up an online healing course. There's a lot of information that you can just, where do you want to go, right? Because like you, the passion is getting this information out because it makes a huge difference for people. So there's a lot of resources available to people, and that's really why we got the information out of, that the Aboriginals asked us to get that out about the secrets of Aboriginal healing. They asked us to take that out there. And I was really shocked, Pat, to find that it really resonates with people because now the first two books are in over 44 countries.
Yeah.
You can feel truth, and so it's done really well. And then the guides lately have been saying, please get people to ask us to help them more. So I think people don't really understand how to do that, and so that's why we put this last book out, Angels in Waiting.
And, you know, let's talk about this in terms of what this book really guides us to, or at least what it guided me to. I've read it twice. I always like to read it when I get it, and then I like to refresh myself as I get ready to do the show. And the second time in the refresher, let's say the refresher version, mm-hmm. I was leaning towards some things that I think I blew by in my first read, because one of the things I wanted to talk with you about is what I was sharing with you on break. My guides, when I can articulate, or when I just have the courage to ask, because asking for some of us is really hard. Am I doing it right? Am I going to say the right thing? But what I've discovered is when I hear things or when I get a message, one, it's almost instantaneously. Mm-hmm. It's like in a nanosecond. And two, I don't ever recall getting messages that I think are from my angels that tell me I'm not good enough. You're never going to accomplish me. Don't bother asking me. Do you really think you need that? Can we talk about the communication process and help folks understand they can do this? This is what you can expect. And it's different for everybody, isn't it?
It is different for everybody. And and I believe that your intuition, that intuitive muscle, is extremely developed in you, and that's why it's easier for you to communicate. We're all designed to be able to communicate. We're wired that way. It's just that some people have developed that ability more than others. Some people come in with their abilities expanded. But we are, each and every one of us, designed to be able to communicate and receive guidance from the other side. I think most people don't recognize the guidance. They think that just because they got this thought that it's their mind, versus it could have been beautiful guidance coming from the other side. But the difference is that the mind, tends to be fear-based, and it'll tell you that you have to do things. You have to, you should, you need to. Guidance from the angels and the guides is just so loving. It's never forcing you to do anything, and it is not fear-based. It's done with tremendous love. They will never tell you you're not good enough or that you don't deserve something or that, you know, in a negative way. They don't operate in that world. And it's funny because I get people who say, you know, my guardian angel must be so impatient with me, must be frustrated. I wouldn't be surprised if they developed a drinking habit from having to be with my, you know, my watching over me. It's like they don't have those emotions. They have nothing but tremendous love for us. They cherish us. If we knew how much they loved us, mm-hmm. it'd change everything. And they're there for us. And here's a thing that I love to tell people, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are good at asking for parking spaces, right? You know, that's no problem.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just having a hard time asking for help. But when you recognize every time you ask them to help you, that allows them to step in, and it allows them to grow because they're serving you out of tremendous love. So every time you ask and allow them to help you, it allows them to grow. As you grow, it allows them to grow. So it's this beautiful symbiotic relationship that's a win-win for everybody. So ask away, big, small, vague, specific, as often as you want. They want to be of service and help you, but they're going to do it in a loving way. And that's mm-hmm. why you're not going to get negative stuff from them. They might have interesting ways of guiding you, but I'll tell you this. I went to two different angel conferences and got speeding tickets on the way to both of them, okay? So if that wasn't a guidance from them about you really need to slow down, I'm paying attention. And if you miss it, they'll bring it around again, maybe in a different way. Maybe I needed to get that second speeding ticket. Apparently I did, right? But they will find a way to communicate that information to you. And if you misinterpret it, they'll find a way to get that corrected as well. So it's they will pop thoughts in your head. What I like to say is, thank you for helping me open to what's in my best interest to open to. Thank you for helping me release what's in my best interest to release. And thank you for helping me live the highest vision of my soul.
Yeah. I love this. You know, I think the thing that you're referencing, or one of them I want to just go to, is I think there's a part in your book which talks about intention is the key. And I want to spend a moment on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really want to hear in your words really the underpinnings of it. Because when I read it and I caught myself in this one situation what I realize is that I have to say my little prayer thing that I do, God, please heal my fear-based thoughts. So I got to get that going over there, because what I've learned about myself, when I engage in this from a place of fearful intention, let me call it, I don't get the clarity. It may be there, but it just can't get in. And so what I've learned the other day is, and I wish I could remember how this developed for me, but it wasn't out of desperation. It was out of curiosity. And I was asking the question, what is it about how we're going about this that I'm not seeing? You know, what is it that you can reveal to me about this process that I'm not seeing clearly? And it was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what got revealed to me was just incredible. And I made 3 phone calls, and it changed everything within 35 minutes. That, to me, that feeling, Robbie, that is the feeling that I'm holding on to. That is now my sweet spot.
Great.
That's where I want to come from, and that's what I would love people here to learn about. Can you talk about that part where you talk about intention?
Yeah, and I think what you're talking about is how this is a game changer, right? I mean,
yeah.
Why would you want to operate on your own when you have this tremendous, loving, tremendously powerful help available to you, waiting to assist you? They don't have the limitations we do. They see how to get you where you want to go, you know, and also according to your soul's intentions, so you're going to love where they take you. But so what I love to do is hand it over. Hand anything and everything, whether it's how to deal with noisy neighbors or how to deal with climate change or anything and everything. They will help you get to a place of peace and acceptance and clarity in what to do. So have an intention, hand it over to them, let them guide you and help you and assist you. They'll not only give you the insights, like you were talking about in that example you just gave, they'll not only give you the insights, the aha moments, they'll also help you get there. They send energy to you, they set up synchronicities. Again, child's play for them. But one of the things that you mentioned when you started to go down this example was, I think you phrased it something like, help me let go of these fear-based thoughts.
That's a little prayer.
Okay. Well, and that I would go back to, you know, we were talking about the secret earlier, and they talk about how you focus on what you don't want. So what the guides and angels have taught me is you would phrase it differently so that you're not giving fear any energy. You know, that quote about Mother Teresa would never go to an anti-war rally, right? Only for peace. Because she didn't want to give any energy to the war. Same thing here. So I mean, obviously it's free will, but they've encouraged me to phrase it more like, thank you for helping me find peace, joy, clarity, trust, acceptance, no matter what's going on around me.
Mm.
You know, and I like to say, thank you for helping me help the world in a positive way.
Oh, that's perfect. That's going to be our mantra, because, you know, one of the things you pointed out to me was, and I'd love for you to talk about it, you know, you also guide us through, and not just the book, but in your work, you also guide us with learning some tools, how to develop a closer connection to our angels. And I think that is so critical and so key. And somebody said something to me a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember what it is, but it was kind of like, well, I have to wait till I get the right mindset. So I have to wait before I can ask for help, because if I'm not like in the perfect mindset or in the perfect, I don't know, my aura is not like gold,
yeah,
then I can't ask the angels.
Right. I'm not in my sacred space, right? Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I ask for help, I don't care where I am. And it maybe doesn't come out pretty, right?
Yes. I hear you when you say that. I know. But know that they will respond. And that's the mind trying to overcomplicate things again. It is as simple as asking in your mind. They're telepathic to your thoughts. Thank you for helping me with whatever. It's not, oh, please. It's a thank you. Thank you for assisting me. And they will. They will respond. Again, according to the highest and best good of all and what your soul intends, but your soul wants you to be happy and healthy and vibrant and moving in love and letting go of the fears and the mind stuff. And they have permission to help you with that.
Well, I want to get to some of these things that will help people too, because one of the things I was reading is you also give us some tips and ideas. One of the things I love, and I want to talk to you about this, is I think you call it creating a shrine. Now, I read this, and honestly, it explained a lot. Linda will say to me, Linda's my best friend. She scheduled this. Linda's awesome. Jessica's awesome. But when they buy me flowers or they know I'm going to be buy flowers, there's only one type of flower. I mean, I love all flowers. But if you're going to buy me flowers, right, for whatever the reason is, they've got to be roses. And didn't understand anything about it till I started to read Create a Shrine. So I have altars.
Yeah.
You can't see them very well because of the reflection. But I've got them back here. I've got them over here. I have what you call shrines in multiple places. What I say is I learned that as being a young child through Catholicism. There are more altars and more shrines and more ways when you're a young child and you walk in and you just see them all, you know, candles. That's changed a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the power and importance of this? Because I was reading this and I didn't know roses had the frequency you said.
Yeah. Roses have the highest frequency of all the flowers. And so that's why roses are highly recommended. When we put together this information about how to set up a shrine or a sacred space, right, to build that energy, what the guides and angels encouraged us to write was it's best to have candles that are not scented. They really don't want things that are just not in their original form. So have white, right, unscented candles. Have flowers that are white, or roses are fabulous. When I go and buy them roses, I ask the guys, what do you guys want, right? And it's always roses, and they will go for the white roses, you know, if they're available, or the ones that are not quite as commercially painted. It's just this building this energy, and it's like it's, you know, we started to talk about this a couple minutes ago about building this relationship. It's like a friendship. If you ignore them and then you don't talk to them for 6 months, it's hard to build a relationship. But ask them. So be aware, first of all, that they're there by your side 24/7. You're never without their assistance and love. But ask them, thank you for helping me develop a stronger connection to you.
Yeah. Boy, isn't that it? Isn't that it? I mean, I love the way you take people on this journey. And this is, the book is simply, for me, it's a reflection of really your life's path, your life's calling, and what you do in the world. So I just want to be clear about that. You know, everything I reference in the book, people can find out more about you, Robbie. They can go to your website and they can find out about you and they can understand what it's like to work with you, right? But when I look at this again, I am so struck by the simplicity by which you enable us to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flowers, candles, bells, crystals, spiritual statues, photos, I mean, right? I went around my house and then in the office. I'm working remotely today because right after this, I go play my little sport. But I looked at this yesterday and I said to Linda, I said, you should really look at this part in Robbie's book. So here's what came out of my mouth. She said, ask Robbie. I said, do you think I have too many? Where did that come from? See, that's a crazy making.
Yeah.
I would never question the way that I've set up my space here and there. But we ask ourselves these things.
Yeah.
To have too many. Can you really have too many, like, spiritual representations?
Well, and because what you're doing is you're raising the frequency and the vibration and the energy in that area, right?
Yes.
So my guides have helped, you know, they've helped me recognize it. Simplify. It's the mind that complicates, and especially the more you don't understand something, the more you tend to complicate it, right?
Yeah.
But it is simple. Keep it simple. Keep your life simple. Keep
mm-hmm.
your cooking simple. Keep everything simple, right?
Yeah.
But you can't have, but you know, you, by having this energy all over the house, it's fabulous, or your office or whatever. However, for me, they have me do my consultations, my work in one particular room so that that energy gets built very strongly.
Yeah.
And it's nice. I do have other areas around the place. But when it comes to the work, they want it done in this particular room because the energy is the strongest.
Yeah.
Yeah, by all means.
I have a room like that, too. It's so fascinating you mentioned that. I want to just bring this full circle for a minute for people. I got a question that came in, and they wanted us to talk a little bit about this. So it's something that is important to clear up. But before we do that, please tell people what your website is, how they can get a copy of the book, and how they can work with you. Let's take a minute to do that if we could.
Okay. All the information is up on my website, holzwellness.com, HOLZWELLNESS. The books are up there. You know, I love to support the mom-and-pop bookstores, have them order it for you. Otherwise, it's always available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And there are other things up there as well, other books. But... you know, there's a lot of information up there. But what we've, you know, done our best to do is people contact me all the time. How do I contact the Aboriginal tribe, right? How do I get into the outback? It's like, no, we put this information together so that it's here for you. So you don't need to go to the outback. The information is there. The same thing with these books. People want consultations with me, and that's lovely, but mainly it's like this information is here, so you don't need to go anywhere but within yourself. This information is here so that you can learn to develop this relationship yourself, so that you can take it. If I do consultations with people, it's usually just 1 hour. That's it. It's just enough to double, to give them that information and get them out there doing what they need to do, spreading that, you know, that, because it is a big transformational thing when you start allowing their help.
It is big. And, you know, I love that you mentioned that because, you know, I agree with you. Really, for me, an hour is quite a bit because, you know, there's a lot that comes through and there's a lot that you open up to.
Mm-hmm.
I want to clarify something. One of the listeners asked me to clarify it. I'm not saying not to use the mind. That
Correct.
Wasn't my reference.
Correct.
I want to get to this really one point that you have in the book that is about using the mind as a power tool. What I was referencing is my mind showing up to ask, like when it said, oh, do you think you have too many of these? I just was like, no, please, go away. So can we talk about the mind and how powerful of a tool it can be?
Yeah, I think that's really essential, and that's why we really talked about that a lot in the book. The mind is a very powerful tool. You and I know that, and so many of your listeners know that. We are very good at manifesting, at creating. But it's a powerful tool designed to assist the soul. And it's not of a – when you ask a higher consciousness to guide you, the mind follows that guidance or chooses not to. It's free will planet. You do whatever you want. But the mind is not designed to be doing some of the things that we're asking it to do. It doesn't know how to find the best career for you. It can do that, but it doesn't know the best one, the best romance, the best partner, how to be the best parent. It's designed to follow the guidance from a higher consciousness on how to do these things. That's the difference. Yes, by all means, use the mind. But when you use it in conjunction with a higher consciousness, and that's what we're talking about with these angels, these spirit guides, that inner wisdom available to all of us, even Jesus or God or saints or whoever, ascended masters, that's a higher consciousness than the mind. Use it together. And the world is showing you what happens when the minds are in charge. It tends to be very fear-based, negative, judgmental. The mind is designed to assist the soul, but not necessarily be in charge of some of these things it doesn't really know how to do. It's designed to follow the guidance from a higher loving consciousness.
Now, when I think about this, and there's so much more you cover in the book, And I want to make sure I at least mention them, mention a few of them. One of the things I loved is how you take us on this guide, how you take us on this pathway, and you allow us to say imperfectly perfect.
Yes.
You allow us to say that.
Yes.
And I am so thrilled to hear you do that. And what I mean by allow us to say that is sometimes we do need permission. You know, we are looking for guidance to say, like me, I am not going to do it perfectly, but I know the way that I asked for guidance the other day, oh my gosh, you can't even believe, I can't even believe, begin to tell you what has changed in 5 days.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you offline about it, but my point is this. Did it show up the way that I thought? No. Did it show up better than I thought? Absolutely. Was I open? Was Jessica open? Was Jenna open? Were we open? And did we know the action to take? So I want to put this together. This idea of imperfectly perfect, and just ask you to speak for a minute. I don't know if it's just my nature, but when I get what I call a hit, it's usually followed by an action. I don't have to think very long. In the book, you talk about trusting it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's imperfectly perfect, how we approach it. Can you talk about the connection between what we do and then trusting?
Yeah, because I think a lot of us have a really hard time trusting ourselves and trusting the other side of the veil. So one of the distinctions is you can ask, is this coming from a place of love? Because if it's fear-based, it's not love, right? So they will guide you with love. And that's where you can tell. And to me, the ultimate guiding question is, what would love do? And sometimes love sets up boundaries out of self-love, right? But it does not belittle you, judge you. It doesn't go there. And this is where I'm saying that these guides and angels are offering you tremendously powerful, loving assistance guided through love and what is in your best interest and what is in it, it's all done with love. And that's how you can tell the difference. And so we have the shadow in us as much as we do on the planet. It helps make things more clear. It makes it more obvious. So it's about recognizing to embrace that shadow, to embrace these experiences that you've gone through and recognize they're just as important to help you recognize how to move towards love and what happens when you don't. And not to be beating yourself or critical when you haven't moved in love. It's all part of the learning process.
Yeah. See, this is part of why what you put out in this particular book, I mean, you put out so many great things, you know, in the work that you've done and what you signed up for, you know, how this life has chosen you to be the ambassador of helping so many people. I don't know where I would be today if I had not learned this tool along the way. And I learned it out of desperation. I didn't learn it. I learned it out of a mom commit suicide, being homeless. I mean, I didn't learn this because I sat on a mountain and got enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
I learned it because I was so desperate. If I didn't try something else, I don't know that I'd be here today, right?
Right.
I wanted to take a minute and have you talk about your greatest vision for people that will read this book and will work with you.
I think that's a great question, Pat. Nobody's ever asked me that one. I think the greatest vision is that people recognize how much they are loved and that they are never, ever alone. And that there is tremendous assistance waiting, just waiting for them to ask, that will change their life dramatically. I'm not overselling anything here, as you know. It's there available to us. It's a free will planet. You can use it or not. But I use them for anything and everything, and I know it makes a big difference. So I want people to know there's tremendous loving assistance waiting to help you. And I think that that's why we put all this information in this book, is here's how to recognize it and know that these beautiful beings are always by your side.
Yeah. I think it's so important. You know, I really look at this akin to a lot of the work I do individually with our hosts and our co-hosts that really want to expand and grow their brand. And it's always, for me, you know, it's important I put something in front of you. It's important if you can't say what you want that I put something in front of you and show you. Now, when you do that, you make yourself very vulnerable. And I think people feel vulnerable at this particular stage in this process. But if you try it a couple of times and you follow the guidance and you get that in your cellular memory, right? Because for me, it is about imperfectly imperfect or imperfectly perfect, either one. That's the process. And when I don't, and reading your book has reminded me, but when I don't, the ugly shows up. The ugly just gets cranked up in here, and then you're like, I don't want to. Right. Thank you so much for all that you do. Can you take a moment and just let people know how they can contact you, and also how they can work with you directly?
Sure. Again, all this information is up on the website, holeswellness.com. The books, the consultations that I do, the online healing course. We've tried to get it, make it as accessible as possible to as many people as possible. That's the goal, is to get this out there, because it does make a difference. And it helps people wake up and move out of that belittling, the ugly, as you put it, and find that peace and that joy.
I can't thank you enough, first of all, for joining me here today and for not giving up, you know, for staying the course, because we are now at a place where so many people really are longing and hungry for different answers to the questions that they've been asking. And thank you for allowing that to be, you know, the course for so many people. Thank you so much for all you do, Robbie.
Thank you. Right back at you, Pat.
I want to thank Benny. I want to thank Olivia. I want to thank all of you out there for being the best audience on the planet. I mean, you've asked to have more content like this. That's why we've got Robbie. We're bringing you the best.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host.